Thank you. Let's pray. Our mighty and exalted God, we are in awe of your glorious gospel. You are the Holy One who spoke the universe into existence, who set each star in its place within that vast expanse of the heavens that you stretched out like a curtain. Not one of them is missing. Within that limitless void, you laid the foundations of the earth, creating stable bedrock in the midst of chaos, overlaying it with churning seas and towering mountains. And on that tiny blue marble, you created life. As a minuscule inhabitant on this diminutive rock, you set mankind to rule, although we are less than grasshoppers compared to you, who sits above the circle of the earth. Yet our forefathers set themselves up against your will, and thus do we all. Though you give us life, we are conceived in sin, and so our lives are short and full of trouble. Scarcely after we have set foot on this earth, we wither and are buried beneath it. You give life and take it away, and we are powerless to resist. Yet resist we do. Though your strength is unending, we and our leaders feebly declare ourselves to be gods, with the ability to judge our own morality and the power to recreate our own reality by nothing other than the mere proclamation of our lips. With only the power of our words and wills, we think we can redefine marriage and even change our own biology from that which you have provided, thereby proclaiming, "My just claim is passed over by my God." Our leaders may pay occasional lip service to you, but by their promotion of the genocide of the unborn, they say, "My way is hidden from the Lord." Although they think you are blind and deaf, you are the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, who neither faints nor is weary, whose understanding is unsearchable. And so you laugh from on high, mocking as you bring princes to nothing and make the judges of the earth useless. And without the gospel, that's where the story would end. With your snort of derision, blowing away our withered corpses in the whirlwind, after we toiled away our insignificant days, vainly grasping after the wind. Yet, glory of your grace, this was not the end. You came to earth and bore our griefs and carried our sorrows. You healed the sick, taking our illness upon yourself. You cast out demons, subjugating the powers who were mightier than we. And you went about preaching your gospel, that the kingdom had arrived, and that whoever should believe in the Son of Man should not die, but have everlasting life. You brought us into union with yourself. We thank you for Dr. McCaskill's exposition of that fact at this conference yesterday. Be with his family as they mourn the loss of his grandmother. Although you have spiritually healed us, we pray today for those among us who are still physically suffering. We thank you for the healing of Pastor Adam McIntosh after his severe COVID hospitalization, and we pray that you would be with him in his continued pain. Thank you likewise for the recovery of Elder Kevin Peterson, and we pray that he would soon be able to come off supplemental oxygen. We also pray for our own Elder Allen. We thank you for the recovery thus far to his speech and the use of his right side, and we plead that progress would continue, and that he would have patience with your timing, knowing that your strength is made perfect in his weakness. Please be with Norma and Jacob as they get on-site training from Sunnyview to prepare them for Alan's home care needs. Give them all patience and trust in your grace. For ourselves, we pray that you would give us the strength to respond to your gospel like Simon's mother-in-law. We've been sick and dead in our sins, but you came and took us by the hand and lifted us up. Help us to immediately start serving you and your disciples as she did. We pray that you would give us the attitude of Paul. Woe to us if we do not preach the gospel. But like Paul, let us do all we can to avoid roadblocks, which could cause people to never even hear your message. May we be servants to all, even to our enemies, that we might win more to the one who died for his enemies. Give us your strength to speak to the culture, but also give us your wisdom to do so with meekness, gentleness, self-control, and humility, that the culture may hear. Help us to become all things to all people, that by all means we might save some. And in this endeavor, bring power to our weakness, so that we who wait on the Lord may renew our strength, mounting up with wings like eagles, not growing weary and not fainting, as we proclaim the light of the gospel. In view of that light, all for the glory of the Father, by the intercession of the Son, and through the indwelling of the Spirit, we rise today and pray the prayer that you taught us to pray, saying,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is proper and right to do so.
Truly it is good and right that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Holy Father, Almighty and everlasting King, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who fulfilled his promise when he poured out the Holy Spirit upon the church.
And now, by his Spirit's power, we also ascend to join the angels and all the company of heaven and the whole church on earth in praising your glorious name.
Our Lord Jesus, in the same night in which he was betrayed, he took bread and he gave thanks. Let us pray. Father God, our fathers did eat manna in the wilderness and are dead. But you have given us the true bread from heaven, that a man may eat of it and not die. Evermore, Lord, give us this bread, we pray. Amen. And when he had given thanks, he broke the bread and said, Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me.
Thank you.
grasshoppers they may be arrayed against us. They have not stripped the land of all. God is faithful in his abundant provision to us. Let us partake together. He took the cup and he gave thanks. Our Father, we thank you that as often as we eat this bread and drink this cup, we do show the Lord's death until he comes. In Jesus' name, amen. And he gave it to them, saying, "This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." Almighty God, you provide the true bread from heaven, your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Grant that we who have received the sacrament of his body and his blood may abide in him and he in us, that we may be filled with the power of his endless life, now and forever. Amen.
Possess it.
Bible Church, hear this charge and receive this benediction. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the age. And now the Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.